probably quite a lot of them. But because of the way it's taught, you'll get corrected very quickly and you'll improve without having to worry about it at all. So, when you're using the course, please feel free to make as many mistakes as you need to. Just follow the instructions and the guidance I give you, and your Spanish will get better and better as you work your way through it. Finally, I just want to add one more thing. The course has been very carefully planned, and when I say that, I mean that everything taught in it comes in a particular order, and everything taught in it will come up again and again. Because of this, it's important you don't skip ahead. You can go back and go over things again if you feel you need to work through it more than once. But don't skip tracks. Don't jump forward. Instead, just work your way gently through the course, not worrying about whether you remember something or whether you've made some mistakes. Just do your best to interact with me, and I'll get you speaking Spanish really quickly. Okay, let's go. I have in Spanish, I have is...
He.
He.
And if you want to say visited in Spanish, you'll take the English word visit and then add ado onto the end of it. So again, if you want to say visited in Spanish, you'll take the English word visit and then add ado onto the end of it. What will that sound like if you do that?
Visitado.
Visitado.
And as I said a moment ago, I have in Spanish is...
He.
He.
And so, if I have is...
He.
He.
And if visited is...
Visitado.
Visitado.
How would you say I have visited?
He visitado.
He visitado.
The capital of Spain, Madrid, in Spanish is simply pronounced as...
Madrid.
Madrid.
So how would you say, I have visited Madrid?
He visitado Madrid.
He visitado Madrid.
The city in Spanish, the city is...
La ciudad.
La ciudad.
Again, the city is...
La ciudad.
La ciudad.
So how would you say, I have visited the city?
He visitado la ciudad.
He visitado la ciudad.
Now, if you want to say the capital of Mexico, Mexico City, in Spanish that will literally be the city of Mexico, which is...
La ciudad de México.
La ciudad de México.
So how would you say, I've visited Mexico City?
He visitado la Ciudad de México.
He visitado la Ciudad de México.
And again, how would you say, I've visited Madrid?
He visitado Madrid.
He visitado Madrid.
You have in Spanish, you have is...
Has.
Has.
So again, you have in Spanish is...
Has.
Has.
So how would you say, you have visited?
Has visitado.
Has visitado.
You have visited Madrid.
Has visitado Madrid.
Has visitado Madrid.
Now, if you want to ask a question in Spanish, all you need to do is to raise your voice at the end of the sentence. So if you know how to say, you've visited Madrid, you can turn it into a question just by saying, you've visited Madrid. So again, what was you have visited Madrid?
Has visitado Madrid.
Has visitado Madrid.
And now raise your voice at the end of that sentence and turn it into a question, saying,